Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 5 in this 7-day series that we're doing on our thought life. Last time I left us with the necessity of being born of the Spirit, being born again. Being born again is not just saying a prayer. It is dying to self and surrendering to Christ. Remember, Jesus said, you must be born again. Well, we've been talking about our thought life. God in His Word tells us how we should think and what we should think about. Whether we are born again or not, we should clean up our thought life by thinking on the things God tells us to think about. Now, I say that because even if we're not born again, if we would think about the things God tells us to think about, it can lead us to being born again. It can lead us to salvation through God's Word. God has given us a will, and we can choose what we will think about. The devil wants us to think about the pleasures of the world. He wants us to be worldly minded. He wants us to think about the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life. But God has a better and more profitable very profitable things to think about. He has things that will increase our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So when we read God's Word, we hear it preached, we think about God's Word, it will increase our faith. And we are saved by faith. That's why I say that when we change our thought life, we start thinking about the things God tells us to. It'll increase our faith by thinking about Him and His Word. And we are saved by faith. He has things for us to think about that will bring us to repentance. How shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to God's Word. So, by taking heed to God's Word, bringing us to repentance. He has things for us to think about that will guide us in this life. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if we're thinking about God's Word, it will guide us. He will guide us in our life. If we're thinking about God's Word, He will lead us to repentance, His Word. Our thought life has power in it. If we think about the things God tells us to think about, it will change our lives. He has things for us to think about that will strengthen us in temptation. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And that evil day is the day of temptation for you and for me. And by taking up the whole armor of God and finding what that is, it'll strengthen us in temptation. God will strengthen us through His Word. He has things for us to think about that will completely transform our lives. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Those two words, follow me, those are powerful words if we think about it. Think about what it means to follow Christ, to live like Him. It will completely transform our lives. And it will, our thought life is very powerful. So He has things for us to think about that will transform our lives. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Well, He wants us to meditate on His Word, to think about His law, His justice, His mercy, His love, Himself. He wants us to meditate upon these things. And to meditate means to, like a cow, when it chews its cud, it sits there and it chews its cud and it regurgitates and then brings it back up and chews its cud. Well, that's what this word meditate. It's to put it into us by reading it and to bring it up and think about it again. Think about God's Word and in Joshua there it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And I'm sure you're listening and you want to be prosperous. And I'm not talking about a financial way or good success in riches, but it's prospering in our life, prospering with our families, prospering with our children, our wives, our relationships. God, if we meditate on God's word, and it even tells us day and night, wake up in the middle of the night and you think about God's word, you think about his love, you think about what he wants you to do, and we meditate on God's word day and night. It is a beautiful way of life to have our minds thinking about God, thinking about his word, instead of all the other things that oftentimes people think about. Well, the blessed man delights in something. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And maybe you know Psalms 1 goes on and talks about a tree that's planted by the river of water and it's going to bring forth fruit and these kind of things. But this blessed man, he delights in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Again, it tells us day and night. But let's think about this. We delight in something. Everybody delights in something. I work with a bunch of people, and some of them, you can tell what they delight in. Well, in fact, you can tell what everybody delights in by what they talk about. You know, some of them talk about their date night when they go out with their girlfriend on Saturday night or Sunday night, and their time with the youth, and they delight in their horses and how strong they are, how they prance and how they're pulling their buggies the way they do, and just, you know, you can tell what people delight in by what they talk about. And so everybody delights in something. What do you delight in? What are you talking about? What's in your mind? And this is, you know, the blessed man delights in the law of the Lord. He delights in God. He delights in his word, and he meditates upon his word. Well, the psalmist says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. This is Psalms 119, verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts. I have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Well, meditating on God's word will give us understanding. In verse 99 of Psalms 119 says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? For thy testimonies are my meditation. Well, I'm going to leave us with that for today. We're going to talk more about the things that God tells us to think about. Today we've been talking about meditating and thinking about upon his word in this way. So God bless you. Thanks for listening. And I just pray you'd have a godly day meditating on the things God tells you to think about.